From Washington, this is VOA News. A mass kidnapping of Christians by the Islamic State. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Islamic State militants have kidnapped at least 90 people from Assyrian Christian villages during raids in northeastern Syria, according to activists. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in Syria, said the militants abducted people after seizing Tal Shamaram and other Assyrian villages in Hasaka province. The kidnappings follow clashes in the area Monday between Kurdish fighters and the Islamic State group. The Kurds launched an offensive in the region near the Iraqi border on Sunday with support from the U.S.-led coalition conducting airstrikes against the militants. The U.S. military said 11 airstrikes Sunday in Hasaka hit Islamic State tactical unities, vehicles, and a militant bunker. Greece has presented a list of proposed economic reforms to its European creditors as part of a deal to extend its massive bailout for 4 months. Geroin Gysselblom, who heads the group of Eurozone finance ministers, said Tuesday the Greek government's list of reform measures was received on time.
I read in all the morning newspapers that they were late, but they were not. They were in time. So they sent me the letter last night. And it's being assessed at the moment by the institutions, so we'll hear from them later today.
A source close to the European Commission said the list of proposed reforms is sufficiently comprehensive to be a valid starting point for a successful review. The source was notably encouraged by the strong commitment to combat tax evasion and corruption. Greece's stock markets responded favorably to this development, climbing 7% in early trading. Greece was initially thought to have missed a Monday deadline. This is VOA News. The foreign ministers of Ukraine, Russia, Germany, and France meet Tuesday to discuss the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine that has lessened but failed to stop hostilities between Kiev and pro-Russian separatists. The truce, which was supposed to begin February 15th, is failing to hold in critical strategic points, according to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE, which is monitoring the ceasefire. OSCE officials on Monday reported continued violations of the truce, including in and around the strategic port city of Mariupol and in Debaltseve, a town the rebels captured from the Ukrainian military last week. However, the head of the OSCE said the overall number of intense military operations in that area has been largely reduced. An Indonesian court has rejected a desperate appeal for clemency by two Australian drug traffickers on death row in a case that has soured relations between Indonesia and Australia. President Joko Widodo has refused to grant clemency for the two prisoners. The Jakarta court on Tuesday ruled he was within his right to do so and that it could not overturn the decision. Australia's government has put increasing diplomatic pressure on Indonesia to spare the two Australians, Myron Sukumaran and Andrew Chan, who were set to be executed by firing squad. President Widodo on Tuesday insists his government will go ahead with the execution of the two Australians and 9 others on death row and warned foreign governments against trying to delay the matter. The United States and South Korea will begin their annual joint military exercises early next month, that according to Seoul, in a move to certainly anger North Korea. South Korea's defense ministry says Key Resolve, a mostly computer-simulated exercise, and Full Eagle, a larger field training drill, will both begin on March 2nd. The war games are a perpetual source of tension on the Korean Peninsula. Pyongyang views them as preparation to invade. Seoul and Washington insist they are deterrent in nature. Earlier this month, Pyongyang offered to temporarily halt its nuclear weapons testing if the U.S. and South Korea canceled the military exercises. Seoul Defense Ministry spokesman Kim Min-sook told a press briefing Tuesday North Korea's position and provocative remarks will have no impact. Here in Washington, the Republican-controlled U.S. Senate is considering a possible solution to a political impasse that could lead to a partial government shutdown over President Barack Obama's executive actions on immigration policy. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.